the CEO of what was then called Northwest Kentucky Forward, which it was a four-county regional economic development agency for Henderson, Union, Webster, and McLean counties, left to take a job in Florida. And when he left, and the Northwest Kentucky Forward Board considered a possible replacement, a couple of the largest private sector investors in that agency, who also happened to be very significant members of the Henderson County Chamber of Commerce, kind of got together and wondered aloud among themselves, why couldn't we pull the chamber and the economic development organization together under one roof? There had been a lot of overlap in the past, a lot of redundant programs. We seemed to be doing a lot of the same sorts of things, you know, sometimes unwittingly, but nonetheless, there was a lot of redundancy there. And so those significant folks in the community approached both boards and said, would you consider merging these two together? And it had been tried before back in the 80s, and it had been very short-lived, so people were a little bit reticent. Plus, things were going really well on the chamber side. The Henderson County Chamber that I was running at the time was doing really well, and there was some sentiment among the board, why do we want to mess up a good thing? The Northwest Kentucky Forward Board, some of the members who were from the other three counties were worried about maybe Henderson dominating the conversation. But in the end, they assigned members of both boards to form what we called the merger committee and examine this question. And they looked at models all over the country and came up with a couple that made sense and narrowed down to one model that we found that really appealed to the members of the merger committee. And that was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who recently merged their chamber and economic development agency and their downtown, their Main Street program, into one organization just a couple years ago. And they came back to the board saying that, yes, we thought a merger would work, and here's a model we could use for our situation here in Henderson, Union, Webster, and McLean counties. And the boards voted at that time, that was last July, they voted at that time to form what we then called the Unification Committee and come up with the final details and bring the final legal documents back to both boards to vote on. And that happened on December 20th. A vote was taken by both boards. It was unanimous on both sides. And on the 21st, the legal documents were signed by the chairman of both boards. And on January 1st, the new organization was launched, and it is called KYNDLE, K-Y-N-D-L-E, which stands for the Kentucky Network for Development, Leadership, and Engagement. We have been rocking and rolling as one organization ever since. We're housed together. We have a single board now, and we also have three governing councils that work on either our chamber side or on the economic development side. And we also have a third council for large investors, our 21 largest investors, and the four judge executives from our four counties to keep all those folks in the loop and well informed about what we're doing and to let them have a role in deciding our path for economic development. So it's been exciting. I think for counties our size, this is not normal. This is fairly rare. In larger communities, metro areas, it's much more common. But in smaller communities where the old Friday night football rivalries and all those things kind of get in the way of acting regionally, it's harder. But we have managed to do it. And the regional concept is really important here. And I think will be a key to our future success.
I'd like to know, in the last 5 months, a couple of examples of how the unity that you've achieved has paid off.
We've had a couple industrial prospects come looking at our region. In an effort to recruit them, felt it was necessary to put together a very strong local incentive package, something that would require the participation of all four counties financially in order to get it done. And in both those cases, they were able to agree on a seven-figure financial incentive for these projects, and we were able to offer them fairly quickly. Now, in both cases, we didn't get the job done. We didn't get the project, but it wasn't for lack of cooperative effort by the counties in trying to make the best deal possible. And that's one of the keys, is pooling of resources. You know, the four counties together only have about 70,000 people. Even working together, we're not a huge part of the state, but divided, we're even smaller. So for very small counties or smaller counties, it's crucial to try to work together and pool your resources whenever possible. It helps multiply your effect, we think. And in this case, we have formalized that idea with Kindle. We want to work together in every sense of the word, on the economic development side especially. And another way that we have worked together is I-69, working as a union to keep advocating for that project, to be strong in letting Frankfort know that it's important to this whole region, not just ours, but all of Western Kentucky. And, you know, in the past couple months, as you well know, there's been some discussion about the route I-69 would take. You know what I'm talking about. I think our friends, the mayor of Owensboro, had indicated he thought it should go a different route. And the four counties pulled together along with many other counties up and down the route right now to reiterate that we had a plan for the route. It was not something that was going to change, and we wanted to be certain to keep moving forward on it. And that was another indication of the quick coalescing of forces around the project. On the chamber side, we have been able to, our chamber, Kindle is still the Chamber of Commerce for Henderson County, we've been able to reach out with our resources and our people and our staff and help the Chambers of Commerce in the other three counties with governance questions or financial questions, best practices, because they are smaller volunteer chambers. I think only a couple of them have even part-time staff. And yet it's just as important for those chambers to help their local businesses grow and their small businesses prosper. And we have actively assisted them. And that's all on the chamber side we want to do. We don't want to merge all these chambers together. We don't ever see that happening. We want them to keep their identities. And, you know, they have long histories of chambers of commerce in those communities. But if we can help them be better at what they do, then it helps all of us. And I think we all agree that in helping small businesses in our four counties, a rising tide raises all ships. And if small businesses grow and do better, it's better for all the communities involved. So on both sides of the ledger, I think that the spirit of cooperation, mutual benefit, and pooling and sharing of resources is really growing.
I imagine there was a strategic plan laid out for Kindle as a force.
We have a couple strategic plans, actually, both specific economic development strategic plans, a strategic plan on the chamber side of the ledger that we're working on right now and putting together. And we have our policy board, which is just 9 people, chaired by Rick Tappan of Henderson, who were handpicked because we felt they had that regional idea in their heads. They understood the importance of thinking beyond county lines, beyond borders, and thinking about what would be best for all four counties. And they are tasked with making sure we maintain that guidepost in whatever we do, that we want to keep this thing regional, that we want to and value the input of all four counties in whatever we do. And that's not as easy as it might sound. And we really think that we picked the right folks to help us do that, keep us on the right track, because we didn't put this thing together in response to a single event like the CEO of Northwest Kentucky Forward leading. We did this because it was in the back of people's minds for a long time. And these are folks who all care about not only the next 5 years in Northwest Kentucky, but the next 105 years. And they want to see us succeed long term. And I really appreciate them pitching in with us to help us do that.